Close my mouth!
No, what am I saying?
What, this? It's nothing. Really, it's nothing. It's just Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve.
Have a good time. Make sure your seatbelts are fastened.
Okay, you little bastards. The time has come. The moment we've all been waiting for. It's the Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. Let's go.
All right, you little bastards. We're going to hop right in. Welcome back to the program. It's another fantastic episode forthcoming. The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, back again, ramping into celebrating America's birthday. Or maybe it's the death of America coming up soon. I don't know. We'll see.
Didn't really think about that. But yeah, is this, we already know we're in the middle of a dumpster fire. Is this just the explosion at the end?
Yeah, right. Maybe there's planning a spectacular fireworks display where they blow the Constitution up.
It's very possible.
Confetti. Hey, we got a website. It's thevocalminority.net, and we have social medias. YouTube, I'm blanking already. TikTok, we're on Facebook, Reddit, and Blue Sky. Oh, that liberal fun place of Blue Sky.
And the point is we're easy to find, so find us. And you already have if you're listening to this podcast. So call our comment line, 866-48-VOCAL. 844-48-VOCAL. What the hell's our phone number, dude?
844-48-VOCAL.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I don't call us often.
That's so. Right. Yeah, that's our phone number. Anywho, welcome to the program. This is a weird work week, dude, because doesn't the 4th of July usually, it seems like it always falls on a Monday or a Friday. But this one's on, well, I guess it is on Friday. What the fuck is wrong with me? I'll tell you this right now. My brain has just been mush. I mean, my brain's been mush for, I don't know, a couple of weeks now. I just am forgetting shit and scattered. But I'll get there eventually. So thanks for hanging with me.
Yeah. Well, you're about to take time off. I'm sure that'll help solidify your brain or make it much worse, one of the two.
Yeah, I don't know that it's really time off, you know. So, you know, I don't feel like this is going to be relaxing. Well, I mean, once I get set up, we're taking the trailer out. And that's always kind of a stressful thing for me of just, you know, like getting there, setting up, making sure everything's good. So,
well, I can tell you, having worked the 4th of July for the last 18 years, it changes every year. It's always after the 3rd. But it does rotate through the old calendar there.
It does. I mean, we've had 4th of July's on a Monday, a Tuesday, or a Wednesday.
Yes. Mm. It tends to move forward one day each year until the leap year. Then it goes 2 days.
That's how our calendar works.
So every day. Yeah. So they all work. So, yes. But yeah, 4th of July coming up on a Friday. And, I will be at the big fireworks show out west here. So that'll be fun.
Have you ever seen the Tahoe fireworks show live?
Not really, no. So I have done the behind-the-scenes stuff for the Tahoe Fireworks Show for the last 18 years. And as you're well aware, you know, the old radio station, the studio looked on the wrong side of the building. So there was one window down the hall where once the music was playing, I could run for a few minutes and get a little glimpse from a distance over the tree line. And there were 2 years we broadcast from the side of the lake, like by beach. But both years I was either in a building or behind a building. Like I still couldn't see because I'm doing crap during the actual fireworks show. So, no, I have never actually had the night off to go just sit there as a citizen and watch the show. And this year I'm no longer doing the technical stuff, although I have taken over as the announcer for the entire show.
Ah, congratulations, my good friend. That's a bigger deal than most know.
It's a feather in the cap, so that's pretty fun. So, yeah, no, Crosby and I and potentially my firstborn, if they get off work early enough, we're going to go actually be on a beach. We've been invited to a private party for the Visitors Authority because I'm awesome like that. So, yeah. We're going to go check it out.
Will you be stony for the fireworks show?
Well, I think I just said I was traveling with my children.
So obviously you won't.
No.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Do edibles count? I don't know.
Yeah, pretty sure they do. But we know the real answer now, so you won't. Yes. You'll be a responsible father. Hey, just with the 4th of July on the way, everyone is, well, not everyone, but a lot of people are going to be traveling, making road trips and stuff like that. So we thought about, oh, let's do like a 4th of July themed podcast, like people can listen to on their way, wherever they're going or whatever, right?
That's fair. And by the way, Kennedy is on her way to Michigan right now, and it has taken her longer to get there than it did for all of us to get to Greece. Swear to God.
What do you mean?
She took a red eye. So she left the West Coast at 11 o'clock last night, left Atlanta at 6 a.m. today, flew 3 hours north to Michigan. She's landing in Detroit. She lives on the other side, where her family's from the other side of the state. So once she lands in Detroit, she's got a 3 to 4 hour car ride across the state. So
what is wrong with that woman, dude?
This will be about, I would say, 15 hours of travel time as compared to 18 for Greece. So maybe I'm being a little unfair.
You may have to sit her down and introduce her to a travel agent. I don't know if she's the best at booking airline tickets, you know?
Yeah, there has been a little theme there, I've noticed. Yeah, Atlanta's way out of the way for flying from the West Coast to Michigan. And then, yeah, there was quite a layover and a red eye, blah, blah, blah. So, but yeah, my point is a lot of people are traveling. Some have made it maybe harder than it needs to be. So we're here to help you.
Right. To entertain you. Yeah. So I came up with a little idea that I thought, a lot of people blow their hands off or blow their faces off on the 4th of July because it's America, damn it. So let's play a game, Steve. Let's talk about true, real, or real or fake is this. Okay. It's I'm going to give you injuries that were sustained using fireworks, and you tell me if they're real or fake. You think you could do it?
It's a good question. You know, growing up in Michigan, fireworks were sold on street corners at the 7-Eleven and every grocery store. I mean, fireworks were everywhere. And so, you know, I was involved with a lot of dumb redneck shenanigans with fireworks, and I've seen some injuries. And then moving out west, you know, being in Tahoe, fireworks are illegal because it's a giant forest and a giant tinderbox. So nobody uses illegal fireworks around here. Nobody does the street bought stuff. I wouldn't even know where to buy them around here if I wanted to. So, you know, I think people out west in certain areas might be a little more sheltered from the damage you can do with fireworks.
Yeah, we have different places. Like when I was a kid, you could always light fireworks off. But now we have different places where it's legal and legal from city to city throughout Washington. But this is funny, dude. Rachel and I were driving the other day, and we have a lot of, they're called Indian reservations. I don't know if that is the, you know, PC way of saying it, but that's what they're called, right?
India?
Huh? No, Indian reservations. India. Like, do I call them Native American reservations?
I believe so, yes.
Oh, okay. Native American reservations that sell fireworks here, right? You can really get the good stuff. We came across a place that was called ILL Eagle EAGLE Fireworks. So it's Ill Eagle Fireworks. And I mean, you get the name that they're selling illegal fireworks, right? Yeah.
Right. I thought there was a sick bird being exploited here.
Mad, crazy bird is, you know, what they're trying to say. But at the same time, yeah, we sell illegal fireworks, and they sell bombs. So
can you then take them and light them off anywhere? Or could you potentially be busted if you're lighting them off in your neighborhood?
Like in my neighborhood, they're illegal, or in my city, Issaquah. But if you go, you know, 5 miles over, they're legal. You can light them off in your driveway or wherever.
Okay.
So, okay, let's get into the game. This is real injury or fake injury. Let's start off with a Nevada man, just because it's close to where you are. In Nevada, man tried lighting a Roman candle while balancing it on his head for TikTok. It fired a shot directly into his scalp, embedding burning chemicals into his skull and requiring emergency brain surgery. Real or fake?
Come on, fake.
You think? Okay.
Embedded into his skull?
It's a fireball.
I mean, that's a real Roman candle mishap. Those things shoot up, not down, and embedded in his skull. I could see you catching your hair on fire, but actually skull penetration?
All right. Okay. You labeled it fake, and you would be correct. That's a fake story. Okay.
Oh, good. Okay. So. I was going to say that. I know they're dangerous, and people do put them on their body all the time.
Oh, yeah. So some people put them in their butthole, dude. I've seen that on, like, YouTube or whatever. They'll just put the Roman candle into their butthole and fire it off. So, yeah.
I've seen people do it, like, out of their crotch, but they have, like, jeans on or something for a little protection. Someone just full bare butt cheek is shooting it out of there?
I don't think bare butt cheek, yeah, but in the hole. They put it in their hole to hold it.
Right, but their ass is exposed.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. Okay, that's brave and dumb.
Yes, that's America.
More dumb than brave.
Yeah. All right. Next one. This is a woman from Georgia. She attempted to light a sparkler with a blowtorch because she couldn't find a lighter. The sparkler exploded, sending molten metal shards into her eyes and leaving her partially blind. Real or fake?
I'll say real on that.
Okay. All right. That one is also
fake. Listen, I've played with a lot of sparklers in my life because I could see how someone would use a blowtorch to try to light up, but that would probably be too much heat. It would probably melt it and cause it to explode.
Yeah. Well, that one was fake. Okay.
Damn it.
These are going to be hard to get, dude. Some of these are going to be hard. Yeah.
I will tell you, when I took my kids back to Michigan years ago at near the 4th, I gave them sparklers. And, I mean, you would have thought I just handed them a nuclear weapon. I mean, they thought they were cool, but they were scared to death of them and were, running around like, a terrorist attack was unfolding.
That's funny.
They were both equally intrigued and frightened by it all.
Yeah. Well, let's travel to Michigan, where a 27-year-old man lost most of his face. Huh? Oh, real?
Real.
Yeah.
People are dumb in Michigan with fireworks, so yeah. But go ahead.
27-year-old Michigan man lost most of his face and both hands when a large mortar shell exploded while he leaned over the tube. Surgeons performed multiple skin grafts, but he was left permanently disfigured and blind. Real or fake?
I mean, it certainly sounds plausible and real. I mean, a mortar shell. I mean, it sounds like you're invading Canada or something. But that is how they launch those things off, out of those tubes. So
yeah.
I can see some jackass putting his face in there.
Yeah. Okay. You're calling real then?
Real. Yes.
All right. You're right, dude. That one is real. Yes.
Good old Michigan. Never let me down with your firework stupidity. That's good.
It's funny, dude. We celebrated, I don't know, this has probably been like probably 10 years ago, but in my sister's neighborhood, fireworks are legal over there, and she invited us over. That was the first time I had ever seen, like, these guys spent hundreds of dollars at the fireworks stands, and they went to the Native American reservations to buy all these, so they were stuff that you couldn't get. But they had those big mortar pipes, and they were just dropping these bomb-looking things down them and shooting them off. And at one point in time, it tipped over. The whole board tipped over that this pipe was screwed to, and we were in a cul-de-sac, and it just started spraying everybody around the cul-de-sac. Like, it can be very dangerous. Nice. I don't know that people should be lighting these off.
No, I don't know that they should be either. And by the way, I'm speaking from, like, that's how the professional fireworks people do it. They launch them out of those tubes like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, those guys are pros, and even that's dangerous. In Lake Tahoe a few years ago, you may recall, we shoot them off from a barge, so it's on the lake. And the show is called The Lights on the Lake. And it's cool because the fireworks are literally shot off over the water, so it reflects on the water below and the sky above. But they lit that freaking barge on fire once.
I remember.
Because one of those things did tip and sprayed, and stuff. Even the pros can screw it up, is my point. So a bunch of good old boys in Michigan with mortar shells, I can see why that would go sour. Yeah.
Steve, an Indiana man was holding a firework in his mouth as a joke when it suddenly ignited, blasting away part of his jaw and teeth. He required reconstructive surgery and could only speak through and eat through a feeding tube for months.
I'm going to say fake because you don't speak through an eating tube and you don't have fireworks don't spontaneously light.
All right. You sticking with that answer?
Yeah. Otherwise, we got some scientific revelations going on here.
That's a true story, dude. A man was holding a firework in his mouth as a joke when it suddenly ignited.
What does that mean? It's suddenly ignited.
I don't know.
It's not even scientifically possible.
Listen, there was a lot of fireworks being lit off around him. Maybe he had lit it and put it in his mouth. Who knows? But it exploded while it was in his mouth. And he lost his jaw and teeth, and he required reconstructive surgery. And it says the man could only speak through a feeding tube for months. And what I mean by that is the feeding tube was in him. Okay, and he had to just speak around it. You know what I mean? So right there.
Well, I don't know if you described that correctly. I'm picturing, you know, Peter Frampton when he had to do the breathe into that tube. Like,
right.
Wah, 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 wah.
Right. Yeah.
Which is a talk box, I think those things are called. And it's, you know, it's fun.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi uses them too. Okay, spontaneously lit. I feel like you threw me off a little there because that just reeks of being false because I don't know how that would work. But if somebody lit a firework and put it in their mouth, that I unfortunately can't believe. Seems like the dumbest thing to do, maybe next to the butthole, but I can believe that part, but not spontaneously combustion.
What would you rather have blown up, your butthole or your face?
Oh, my butthole. Far fewer people see that.
Right. Yeah, I think that's the truth. I would rather have my butthole blown off.
Yeah, I'm not making a living displaying my butthole currently.
Okay.
But the day's young, so we'll see where we end up.
Yeah, you never know where this crazy world will take you. Real or fake, Steve Harness, a New York teenager lost four fingers when he tried to relight a dud firecracker. The explosion tore through his fingers and embedded fragments of a bone into his face and chest.
You throw me off at the last part. A fragment of bone? I mean, that's a specifically odd detail. I mean, listen, trying to light a firecracker that's burned down, that happens all the freaking time. So
right.
It sounds real, yes. I'm going to say real.
All right.
He embedded a bone in his chest. That, I don't know, but that's a specific detail to throw in there.
Congratulations. You're right, dude. That's true.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, listen, I would love to know the total. Well, how many fingers are lost every 4th of July in America? Because it's multiple. I know that.
Well, and I think with a lot of these, like sometimes when you cut a finger off, like you throw it in a bag of ice and they can, you know, reattach it. But these are blown into shreds. So, it's a bad deal.
Listen, if I lose a finger this 4th of July, as long as it's in at least one piece, I want you to mail it to the White House just so I can send the middle finger to Trump.
Okay? Yeah, okay. That would make good use of a bad tragedy.
Right. Give him the finger. That's what I'm saying.
A teenager in Wisconsin stuffed firecrackers into a hollowed out hot dog as a prank. It exploded when bitten into, shattering several teeth and causing deep lacerations to the tongue and lips.
Fake. I mean, first of all, I don't know how you hollow out a hot dog. That's funny. And when you bite into it, exploded. I mean, if it's bang snaps, maybe a zillion of them. But no, that sounds fake.
All right. You're right, dude. That one is fake. All right.
Oh,
yeah, you're doing fairly good. I think you've only got one or two wrong. So,
I'm pretty good at knowing how I can and can't blow myself up. So,
all right, let's step over to Oregon, where a man tapped a cluster of fire, or a man taped a cluster of fireworks to his chest, pretending to be Iron Man.
This sounds real already. So, yeah.
They ignited sooner than he thought they would, resulting in severe chest burns and shrapnel injuries that pierced his lung.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's real.
All right.
Real? Again, oddly specific, and I can see somebody wanting to be Iron Man. I mean, I've wanted to do that. So.
That one's fake.
Ah, oh, damn it. But the aspiration is real.
Yeah.
Who doesn't
want to be Iron Man? You're right.
Interesting. All right. So apparently that's safe to do if that's a fake story. That's what I'm taking from that.
I don't think that's a lesson to be learned from that. Okay. Let's go to California, where a man accidentally set off a homemade firework that exploded with such force it blew open his abdomen, exposing his intestines. Paramedics rushed him to surgery, and he survived after massive blood loss.
Interesting. The part that sounds real is a homemade firework in California, because I think most of California fireworks are illegal, if not all of it. I don't know. I have to Google that. But so a homemade firework that was way too powerful, that all sounds accurate. So I'm going to go with real on that.
All right. You'd be right again. You're pretty good at this game. That one is true. All right.
Homemade fireworks are always a little bit of a no-no, just FYI.
All right, I've got two more. I'm going to read both of these to you, and then you pick the true one, okay?
Okay. And I do just want to remind everyone, I have been detained for making homemade explosives, so I do know a little bit about the topic.
What the hell are you talking about? What do you mean you've been detained?
I was never arrested, so I was detained.
For what?
I was 15, for making homemade explosives.
A pipe bomb or what?
It was a 2-liter bomb of sorts. I won't give out the recipe, unlike my small hometown paper that after my friends and I got detained by the cops, they published the recipe in the hometown paper for how to make these bombs, and then everyone started doing it in my little hometown. It was the most irresponsible journalism I've ever seen. But essentially, you can take a 2-liter bottle, put aluminum foil inside of it, and take a common household cleaner, I'll leave it at that. You put them in there, you shake it up, takes a few minutes, but that cleaner eats through the aluminum foil. It creates a chemical reaction, like it fills with this gas. And essentially, the 2-liter bottle will warm up, it'll expand, and then it'll just explode.
Is it loud?
And it's loud. It's not going to blow up a car or something, but it's super loud. So as dumb 15-year-olds, we learned this little recipe, went to our local, the playground at the local elementary school at 9 o'clock at night or something. And we're setting these things off and we're just thinking it's harmless fun until the cops come tapping on us on the shoulder. And two of us were 15 and the other two were 16. So the 15-year-olds, we just got dropped off at our parents' houses with a stiff lecture. The 16-year-olds had to actually go to the police station and got scared to death, and then they let him go. But all of that made the police blotter in our hometown paper, and they told the exact recipe of how to make the bombs.
It's very Michigan.
Yes, it is. So, yes. All right. So you're going to read me two stories, and I have to decide I'm picking on both, or one's true, one's false?
One's true, one's false. Just pick the true one, okay? But wait to hear both of them, all right? Okay, here's the first one. A man in Florida sustained third-degree burns over 70% of his body when a stash of bottle rockets caught fire in his garage. He spent months in the burn center and lost both ears due to tissue damage. It's the first one, okay?
Okay. Anything that happens to a man in Florida, I assume is true, but let me hear the second one.
Yeah, no kidding. That's kind of a giveaway sometimes, but maybe I'm trying to lead you astray.
I know. It's possible.
College student in Arizona thought he'd make fireworks shots by mixing gunpowder with vodka. When he lit one to impress his friends, it exploded in his mouth, destroying his front teeth and splitting his upper lip completely in half.
Listen, I don't want to put anything past dumb college students in Arizona, because that's similar to the Florida man thing.
Yeah.
Both of those setups are very plausible. But an exploding liquid with gunpowder in it, that sounds scientifically flawed, whereas Florida man stockpiling bottle rockets and blows half his face off. That seems like a Tuesday in Florida. So I'm going to go with the first one's true.
You're right, dude. You got it right. Yes. Congratulations. Yes.
Well, listen, any college kid in Arizona should still be embarrassed, but I don't see them doing that. So, all right. Well, those are fun, creative ways to seriously hurt yourself on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
And a few that apparently are safe.
No, dude, that's not the truth. Okay, let's move on to our next game. I feel like you'll be good at this game too. All right, this is called Firework or Porn Star. You know, a lot of these fireworks have names like the, you know, Busy Debbie or the Spinning Freddy, you know, stuff like that. So is it a firework or is it a porn star? All right, that's the game.
Okay. It has to be one of the two though, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. Let me see how this is going to work here. My first list. Okay.
Just so you know, I'm not real up on porn star names. I know I browse a decent amount out there, but I don't retain anyone's name. So, and it seems like names aren't like they used to be. They seem a little more neutral nowadays.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
like,
fair.
Now it's just Debbie White or something. Like, it's not, you know, Debbie Bangs a Lot or something.
No, but you've got good intuition when it comes to all things horny. Okay. So I'm hoping you'll get most of these. All right. Yeah. Is Crimson Cyclone a firework or a porn star?
Firework.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, good. See, you're right out of the gate.
I mean, Crimson Cyclone sounds hot as a porn star, too, but yeah.
Okay. Blazing Rebel, porn star or firework?
Blazing Rebel. That's a dumb porn star name. So I'm going to go with firework.
That is a firework. Yes, you're right.
Okay. Okay. Good. Rebel. These are dumb firework
games, yeah. Lexi Sparks, porn star or firework?
Lexi Sparks. That's got to be a porn star.
That's a porn star. Yeah.
Nice. Now I want to Google some of these people. Now I need a visual to go along.
Just for research. See what they look like. Right. Okay. How about Rocket Rider? Porn star or firework?
Is it Red Rocket Rider or just Rocket Rider?
This is Rocket Rider.
Rocket Rider. I'm going to go with firework on that.
That is a porn star.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting. Male or female? Do we know?
I don't know. I would assume it's a male with, I would assume it's female actually riding a rocket, which would be the peanut, I would think, but.
Yeah, but a gay porn star, he could be a rocket rider, too.
So. It's true. How woke of you to think Thanks. About it that way. I appreciate that.
A rocket rider. All right. Kudos.
Okay. Scarlet Blaze. Firework or porn star?
That's a tough one, since Scarlet is a color. Scarlet Blaze, obviously a girl's name. So Scarlet Blaze. I'm going to say firework.
You're right, dude. That was, I would have guessed the other way. I mean, I guess you had a 50-50 shot, but I mean, that was pretty good, dude.
That's an educated guess, so good. Okay.
All right, let's go with the Raging Bull. Porn star or firework?
Raging Bull. That'd be a weird porn star name. I'm going to go with firework there.
You got it. You got it, dude. Yeah, I think you're, I don't think you've got one wrong yet.
I think maybe I got one wrong, but I am dialed into the porn world. So yeah. I'm just going off the vibes here. Would I name myself that if I was a porn star? That's where I'm coming from.
Yeah. Okay.
No pun intended with coming. So.
Okay. How about this one? Hot Tamale. Firework or porn star?
Well, I could see it being both, quite frankly, but that's a firework.
It's a porn star. Hot Tamale.
Hot Tamale.
Yes.
Well, I said I could see it being either, so I guess that works. Hot Tamale. I assume it's a Latino porn star. Better be. Otherwise, that's cultural appropriation.
Who? Yeah. Okay. Asian Persuasion. Porn star or firework?
I hope it's a porn star. That'd be pretty politically incorrect to name your firework, even though it's probably made in China, Asian Persuasion. Yeah. That's what they accuse TikTok of being, you know. Asian
That's persuasion. True, yes. What are you going with?
I'm going with porn star on that.
Well done. Yes, that is a porn star. Okay. How about Red Velvet?
Red Velvet, if you please. That has to be a firework. Red Velvet? That's a weird porn star name, unless you're a pure ginger, but I'm going firework.
God damn, dude. That's you're good. You're getting good at this game. Maybe you're too good at this game. Okay.
Or I watch too much porn, one of the two. Yeah.
Good. Maybe a little of this, little of that. How about Mystic Knight? Is it a porn star or a firework?
That's another one that could go either way. I could see a woman naming herself Mystic Knight. And obviously, it could be a firework. But Mystic Knight. I'm going to go porn star. Sounds like a stripper turned porn star to me.
It's a firework.
Damn it. But as soon as we post this, some porn star is going to change their name to that. So
yeah,
I think that still counts.
These could also be stripper names, too, you know, I guess. I think Mystic Knight. Mystic, welcome Mystic Knight to the stage.
That's where it was ringing in my head. It felt like a stripper turned porn star, but Mystic Knight for firework. That's a lame firework, but okay.
This is so funny, dude. They have... couple of these on the list that I would think are pretty obvious, but we'll see. How about Jesse Jane? Firework.
Yeah. That's a weird firework. I don't know why you would name a firework that. So I'm going porn star with that.
Okay, good. You did good on that one, dude. Jesse Jane is a porn star. What a stupid one to put on the list. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to give you this next one is called Blue Bang. Blue Bang. Is it a firework or a porn star?
I mean, if there's a Smurf that's become a porn star, that'd be the perfect name. But since I'm assuming there's not, or maybe one of the members of the Blue Man group has opened up his own, you know, OnlyFans page.
Good.
That would make sense.
I like your reasoning in these. You know, I think you're putting a lot of good thought into it.
I try to put logic into everything I do in this world. So I'm going to go with firework.
Blue Bang is a porn star.
Why?
Why? Yeah, why don't you Google? Can you Google Blue Bang, the porn star? I would love to know what kind of porn star they are.
I can. I don't want to put porn on this laptop, though.
All right. Hold on. I'm going to put it on mine. Let's just see.
That belongs on my phone, not on my laptop.
Oh, really? You watch porn only on your phone?
I stream, you know, yeah.
Okay.
What was her name? Blue Bang?
Yeah. Oh. Here's Blue Bang. She's British.
How do you know she's British?
Oh, the first one says British movie with Blue Bang.
I'm just getting energy drinks called Blue Bang. I just gotta include porn star in that description.
I better close this porn down. It's distracting me. So,
is she hot?
No. I mean, nothing worth writing home about. Yeah. Okay. Let's.
Is there a porn star you would write home about? Hey, Mom. Sure. You're not going to believe who I saw today.
Hey, of course, dude. All right. Let's move on. This is porn star or firework? Electric Rodeo. Is it a porn star or is it a firework?
I'm going firework with that. Electric Rodeo. That'd be a weird porn star name. So, yeah, firework.
Congratulations. Another good one. You can mark it on the good list. Here's a great one. I wonder if you'll get this one right. Carmen Caliente.
I would assume, again, that's got to be a porn star. Why would you name a firework Carmen? Like Steve Sparkles or something. Like, I don't know why that would sell any fireworks. So,
Carmen Caliente. Porn star. All right. You're right. Like I said, some of these are a little. Okay. Summer Haze. Is it a firework or a porn star? Summer Haze.
Well, it's definitely a pot strain. Summer Haze.
Ooh, yeah. That's true.
But Summer Haze. I could see a girl being named Summer Haze. Does make more sense as a firework, though. I'm going to risk it. I'm going porn star in this one.
You're right, dude. You took a risk and it paid off.
I felt the vibe. Summer Haze. So, yeah, interesting. Almost all of these could be pot names, too, though. Just in fairness.
Yeah, that is interesting to think about it that way. You're right. Okay, Thunderous Finale. Is it a porn star? Is it a firework?
Again, pot strain sounds most accurate, but anything with the word finale in it's got to be a firework.
Well, a porn star, always a good one, has a finale, you know?
Yeah, yeah, big finish, big explosion. Yeah. Stuff blows up in your face. I get it. I'm going firework.
All right. Can't throw you off. Thunderous Finale is a firework.
Nice. Well, we all look forward to the finale at the fireworks now, don't we?
So. Yes, we do.
We look forward to the finale in porn movies, too, though. So it's tough.
Yeah, which one do we look forward to more? That's a good question. And I think I know the answer.
I'm honestly not a big fan of the finish in porn. I rarely need to see that or get to it. Like,
really?
Plus, it's just an indication the movie's about to end. So unless you're about to end, you know, if you see that, you better rewind. So,
you don't ever enjoy watching the finish?
No, does nothing for me.
Interesting. How do you know when it's time for you to finish?
I certainly don't need the guy on screen to follow his lead.
Or the girl. Like, you don't want to see the girl finish?
No.
You don't? Hilarious.
No. I mean, first of all, what does that even mean? I mean, they're moaning and groaning throughout. Is there some distinction that I'm not picking up on?
Well, you should be able to tell the difference, yeah. I mean, well, there's...
In real life, I can, but...
Well, not even in porn, you cannot. All right. Well, it's not important to you, so...
No. How do I know when I'm finished? That's a mental barometer. That's a... All right. Good enough. I'm ready.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's wrap it up with a couple of last ones here, okay? Lynx Mays, firework or porn star?
Lynx Mays. That's got to be a porn star, right?
God damn, you're really good at this, dude. That is a porn star. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just, that didn't make any sense as a firework, so I'm going porn star. Yeah.
None of these fireworks names really make sense, you know?
A little bit.
Spring flower.
Yeah, I mean, that's clearly a firework.
Why?
Because fireworks make the flower pattern often.
Yeah, but there's also taking the flower from a girl named Spring, you know?
So I think most porn stars gave that flower a long time ago.
Yeah, probably so. All right, let's do one. Let's do one last one. Tori Black, is it a firework or a porn star?
Porn star.
No, dude. No.
Really?
No, it
is. Tori Black is a firework?
No, it's a porn star. It is.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, that sounds a little racist to name a firework.
Okay. All right.
Tori Black. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'm going to have to look her up later.
Tori Black. Okay, I've got a couple of different categories here that we can go. Well, let's go over this one first, okay? This
I just want to point out, I'm feeling very patriotic with this show, so...
You are?
That was your mission, but yeah. Yes, this is very America.
This is America, dude. Even in a time like this, hey, that's an interesting thought. We still get to be proud of our country on some level. Like, you know, a lot of people say, like, oh, you hate America. Oh, no, I don't. I love America. I just hate that it's being torn apart, you know. So, yeah, we should be able to be proud of America on the 4th of July. Rachel always tells me, like, oh, when I used to hear the national anthem, like, there were times, especially, like, during the Olympics or something like that, that it would bring me to tears. And I don't feel that way anymore because I've lost... being proud of our country on some levels, right?
A temporary embarrassment like America is does not mean it's a permanent failure or I'm forever over it.
Yeah.
It, much like a porn star, like I may be a little disappointed with one movie. I'm not giving up on all of it. You know?
Yeah, you're still going to check in from time to time and see what their work is looking like. So,
exactly.
Yeah, we're allowed to be proud of America. All right, Steve, time for a game called America or Elsewhere. I'm going to tell you about some totally weird traditions. You tell me if it happens here in the good old USA or somewhere else on this wacky planet. Because
it just in general, or are we talking about other countries celebrating their independence?
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to tell if it's American freedom or just kind of drunken Europeans doing weird shit. So, yeah, we're going to look at different things. Celebrations of independence help happen elsewhere. So these traditions are either happening right here in America or in different countries.
Okay. Do they have the 4th of July in other countries?
Everyone has the 4th of July, whether they celebrate it or not. You know,
do you know that honestly, or because I say this every 4th of July for the last 30 years?
Oh, I know it honestly. I mean, that's so that might tease some people's brain, but it's not going to tease mine.
I did it on the radio forever and ever. And, you know, some people saw through it, but most people go, no, they don't have the 4th of July in England. We conquered those guys. Like, what's on the calendar after the 3rd of July in England?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's not fair. I didn't ask if they celebrate. I asked, did they have the 4th of July?
Yes. Yeah. You got to pay attention. All right. This is called America or Elsewhere. Elsewhere. People compete to throw cow pies as far as possible in a championship contest.
Listen, that could definitely be the United Kingdom, but I'm going to go with America on that one.
Booyah. You're right. That is America. Yeah.
We love our cows and we love playing with poo around here.
Okay, America or elsewhere. A national holiday includes men in loincloths wrestling in freezing mud to honor their ancestors. America or elsewhere?
I hope it's elsewhere. I don't recall the founding fathers wrestling in loincloths. Although, I mean, maybe I missed that part of Hamilton. I may fade it off for a moment.
All right, you're going elsewhere?
I'm going elsewhere.
All right.
And I will go elsewhere if that's an American tradition.
You're right, dude. It's elsewhere.
Do you know where?
No. Stop asking so many questions. Okay. America or elsewhere? There's a contest where participants race with giant wheels of cheese down a very steep hill. America or elsewhere?
I definitely know that does happen elsewhere, but could it be happening here? I mean, it could, but I'm going with origins. That's elsewhere. That's a European thing.
You're right. Once again, dude. Maybe these are not as hard as I thought they would be.
I'm the king of random knowledge, though, that is useless in any other context. So
yeah,
this is my time to shine.
Okay. America or elsewhere, Steve, one town hosts an annual festival where grown men and women ride toilets mounted on wheels down Main Street. America or elsewhere?
Sounds very American to me.
Yeah?
Yeah, riding a toilet down Main Street. That definitely sounds like something American. Yeah. Maybe parts of Germany, but yeah, more so American.
You're right, dude. That is American. That is a solid tradition. I know nothing else about it, but I have seen that somewhere. You know, that's been on, I don't know, America's Funniest Home Videos or some weird video show like that. I've seen people riding toilets, so.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm pretty sure that cheese wheel down the hill thing, I think that was on The Amazing Race years ago where the contestants did that. I think that's where I got that from.
Oh, really?
I believe so.
Amazing Race. Quality show, and you can gain a lot of knowledge. This is a game. Welcome to the podcast, by the way. The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. This is called America or Elsewhere, where Steve Harness will try to guess America or Elsewhere. People smash
democracy elsewhere.
People smash watermelons with their bare hands and heads in a competitive event called the Head Bash.
Well, let's see. First of all, smashing a watermelon with your hands would be very impressive. Let's see. I mean, watermelon, I think, is primarily – that has to be a North American fruit. And calling it the head smash, unless that's a bad translation, sounds very rednecky as well. So I'm going to go America.
You're right, dude. That takes place in Alabama. The head bash.
What part of the South does that take?
All right, America or elsewhere. On a national holiday, it's traditional to burn effigies of politicians in bonfires.
Well, that's about to become an American tradition, that's for sure. But no, I've never seen that. That's got to be elsewhere.
That's elsewhere. Fantastic job so far. This is
a great idea, though. We should definitely bring that home.
This is a friend that you would want at any local trivia contest you're playing at the bar. You're doing fantastic thus far. I had no doubt that that would happen.
And that is true, by the way. I'm very good at trivia.
This is called America or Elsewhere. A festival involves people jumping over babies laid on mattresses to ward off evil spirits.
Listen, I could see some part of Florida taking part in that sort of thing, but that sounds like some sort of OSHA violation or some town ordinance would probably prohibit jumping over babies on mattresses.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with elsewhere.
You're correct. Wherever this is, we need to find out, you know, because I would love to take place in this festival.
You lost me at that. So,
yeah. All right. America or elsewhere, folks dress up as Vikings and set a giant wooden ship on fire on the beach.
Well, again, definitely European. Could that be going on here? Yeah, for sure. And probably with some of these firework stories, people are probably doing it accidentally. But if we're sticking with the origins, yeah, elsewhere.
Yeah, that happens in Scotland. Just for clarification, the baby jumping festival happens in Spain. So if you ever want to visit the baby jumping festival, you can do it in Spain.
Okay, good to know.
There's a contest to see who can spit tobacco juice the furthest.
America.
Yes. Yeah.
What other country would do that?
Yeah. Please. Where do they do it?
All right, finish it though. What's the that's the full contest?
That's the full contest. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's America. It. When I try and find out where that takes place, it says various southern states in the USA.
Yes, that all sounds accurate. No need to fact check.
All right. America or elsewhere, an entire city pelts each other with tomatoes in a giant food fight. America or elsewhere?
Elsewhere.
That's elsewhere. That's right. Tomato fight happens also in Spain. Spain's a killer place if you've never been.
I was just going to say, I did think it was Spain. That's one of those things you see like once a year on the news, like near the end of the hour.
Yeah. And
today, tradition in Spain where these idiots throw tomatoes at each other. Like, yeah. So, no, I've seen that one before.
All right. America or elsewhere. There's an annual festival where people see who can deep fry the weirdest thing from butter to beer.
Please. America. Yeah. That's about the most American thing on this list.
It's called
let's see how much we can deep fry this stuff.
It's called the Deep Fried Oddities Contest, and it takes place in Texas at the State Fair in the good old U.S. of A.
What's the craziest or best thing you've ever had deep fried?
Boy, who knows? Twinkie or something like that, like
an Oreo. That was going to be my answer.
Yeah.
I mean, almost anything deep fried, I've said for years. Yeah, you deep fry my shoe. I'm sure it tastes fine. But
totally.
But yeah. Any carnival or, hometown fairgrounds or something, whatever they deep fry there, I highly recommend.
Yeah, we should
look. I've had a deep fried banana.
Oh, that would be very good, dude. I think that sounds great. You're right, though. I mean, you could deep fry a rat and it would, probably taste good. So,
yes.
Okay, we're playing a game called America or Elsewhere. In one country, people celebrate independence by lighting 10,000 small oil lamps all over temples and rooftops.
That's elsewhere. That's a boring lighting an oil lamp on fire, man. We got stuff to blow up.
Yeah. Let's see. This happens. 10,000 oil lamps lit.
Asia.
India. Diwali.
India. Okay. Close enough.
Yeah. Okay, America or elsewhere, a town hosts a turkey testicle festival, serving deep-fried turkey balls as bar food.
Oh, listen, I want to say that that would, of course, be some European thing where you're eating turkey testicles.
Sure.
However, there are Rocky Mountain oyster festivals all over this country. Virginia City near me just did one. And turkeys, I don't know how common turkeys are in other countries, so I'm going to go America with this one.
You'd be right. That is correct. It happens, takes place in the state of Illinois.
I would have thought better of you, Illinois, but yeah, eating testicles, that unfortunately sounds like an American thing.
Have you ever had a Rocky Mountain oyster?
No, I don't think I have. But again, if it was deep fried with good sauce, like I'm sure it's fine. Like,
Yeah.
But I don't have them raw? Or like organic?
No. Come on, dude. That just made me throw up. That literally made my stomach turn thinking about biting through a cold, raw, testy, dude. Ugh.
I just meant like teabagging a turkey. Let him just drop it in your
mouth. That would be a sight to be seen. All right. We're playing America or Elsewhere. People throw colored powder at each other in the street as part of this holiday.
Well, the color runs have become super popular in America. My kids do it every year at their school. I don't know if that's going on around your neck of the woods or not.
It is.
However, I have to assume the origins are elsewhere, so I'm going elsewhere with that.
Let's see. That is... yes, that is India. Okay.
Yeah.
The origin for that.
We've co-opted that one, though. Have you seen that? Are color runs going on around you?
Yeah. Yeah. We've had them. And a lot of the time they do them at night, and the color stuff they're throwing at people. I mean, they have lights, but there's night, and then they'll turn the lights off, and everyone's glowing.
So,
that's kind of fun. Okay. America or elsewhere, this festival includes dancing horses. This festival includes dancing horses and men in mariachi suits.
Oh, that's a tough one because dancing horses, I immediately thought Texas.
Okay.
Mariachi, like you're trying to throw me off there, but Texas and Mexico, I mean, they're one and the same almost. So I would assume this is happening in America. There may be origins, obviously, south of the border, but I'm going with America on this.
This is Mexico. I think that's the first one you got wrong, dude, and we're almost done with the game. So
I'm barely wrong, though.
Yeah. I mean,
you know this is happening in Texas.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. America or elsewhere. There is a competition to see who can sit on a frozen block of ice the longest.
That's elsewhere. I mean, listen, I know polar plunges are popular around here, but American men do value their testicles, so I don't foresee that happening here.
Yeah, it's America. The ice block sitting contest takes place in Minnesota, USA.
They do value their lakes up there and their frozen tundra. So interesting. All right, Minnesota, you disappointed me, but that's basically Canada. So that could also be elsewhere. I might be right on both.
I love that you reason these out to somehow kind of be right.
These border states. I mean, come on. Let's be honest.
America or elsewhere, citizens gather for a contest called wife carrying, where men race with women slung over their shoulders.
Most American men ignore their wives, so I can't foresee them doing an entire contest focused on their needs and carrying them. So I'm going to go elsewhere.
You would be correct. That takes place in Finland. It's called wife carrying, and it happens every year. All right.
And then they swap them when they get back to the igloo.
Bam.
Also very European.
This is a festival that includes eating raw bull testicles as a delicacy, America or elsewhere.
Well, I mean, I already said there's all sorts of Rocky Mountain Oyster Festivals, so it's definitely happening here. Did that start elsewhere? One would assume, but I'm going with America.
You'd be right. Like you said, Rocky Mountain Oyster Festival in the west of USA. It takes place every year. All right, last one. Is this America or elsewhere? A town celebrates Independence Day with an event where people race lawnmowers down Main Street.
100% America.
Yes.
I don't even know that for a fact. That just sounds very American.
Of course it is, dude. We're so lazy. We put toilets on wheels. We put lawnmowers in races. Yes, that takes place in North Carolina, USA.
Yeah. So many dudes love their lawnmowers, the John Deere little riding ones. I could see those getting souped up. That could be fun, actually. I don't know.
Yeah, they have all kinds of those races where they soup things up. I've seen one race that's actually, they'll take recliners and make them electric, and they race recliners. It doesn't get much more America than that.
Yes, mobilizing your lazy boy. So, that's good. All right. Well, hey, all right. I feel a little bit better about America, some of our traditions now.
Yeah, our traditions, I mean, overall are, well, not weird. Everyone has weird traditions. I guess that's what we can glean from that.
Yeah. I did lose respect for Minnesota, though, sitting on the ice blocks.
Well, they do a lot of ice fishing there. So, they're cutting ice out of the lake and fishing and sitting on ice. I would imagine that's where it all started.
Yeah. Northern Minnesota. They're not doing this in like Minneapolis.
Right.
Like I said, almost Canada.
We got a few minutes. I've got one more list of things that we can go over. This is a game we're calling Weird 4th of July Laws, because apparently in America, we love freedom, but not too much freedom. I'll read you some laws and you tell me if they're real or if I'm completely making them up.
And these are specific to the 4th of July?
Sounds like it, yeah. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. In Pennsylvania, it's illegal to set off fireworks if your neighbor's livestock might be startled into stampeding. Real or fake?
I don't know if in like downtown Philadelphia that's a big problem, but Pennsylvania is mainly rural. I don't know how you would determine if there's a possibility this could upset the neighbor's livestock, but that sounds like a reasonable thing. We know animals do not like fireworks, so I'm going to say that's real.
That is real. Livestock stampedes concern real specific language varies by local ordinances, but overall that is a real law in Pennsylvania.
Do you survey the cows ahead of time to find out how temperamental they might be?
Hey, guys, just want to let you know it's going to get loud over here for a minute.
Do they testify in court? How does that happen?
All right.
They offer moving testimony.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Weird 4th of July laws, real or fake. In Florida, You must have a permit to sing the national anthem in public if accompanied by a band louder than 75 decibels. Real law or fake law?
Oh, boy, that throws me off a little. I mean, first of all, getting a permit in Florida for anything sounds fake. noise violations. 75 decibels is not actually that loud. So a public performance specifically of the national anthem sounds awfully specific.
Okay.
So I'm going to say fake.
Bam! You're right, dude. It is a fake law.
Okay, good.
I thought it might throw you. With Florida. Well, you know what they have started permitting in Florida is street performers. All the street performers now must have permits to, you know, like a bus scout in public.
So they can narrow down to the drag queens and discriminate against them?
Maybe. I thought it was just a way for the city to make money, you know, but it could be a little of this, a little bit of that.
It's a win-win. Yeah. Anti-woke and make some money.
These are weird 4th of July laws, real or fake. In Massachusetts, it's illegal to possess or use any consumer fireworks, even sparklers, real or fake.
Well, that's an all or nothing. I mean, like I've said, there's all sorts of parts of this country that ban them outright. So all of Massachusetts, sure, I'll say that's real.
Yeah, that is a real law. You can't light off fireworks, even sparklers, in Massachusetts.
Interesting.
Let's go to
been sensitive since the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, they're a little frightened by loud booms and explosions. So that makes sense. Let's go to your home state, Nevada. It's illegal to barbecue hot dogs in your front yard on the 4th of July if you're wearing a swimsuit.
Listen, nothing's against the law in Nevada. That's what I have come to learn. So yeah. There's no way that is a real law.
No, that is a fake. That is a fake law.
Right. I mean, first of all, Nevada consists of two cities, Vegas and Reno, and just nothingness in between everything else. And, you know, when I was down in Vegas last, I remember asking the bartender, like, hey, can I take this drink outside? And he was like, laughed at me. He was like, this is Vegas. You can do anything you want.
Yeah,
here.
Right. We don't really have those law things.
Right, including barbecuing in a bathing suit any day of the year.
I've been watching the... I think the name is very close to like The Secrets of the Bunny Ranch or something about the Bunny Ranch. It's playing on A&E and it's a multi-part series. It is fascinating, dude, for anyone who hasn't watched it yet. It is really an interesting series to see just how crazy Dennis Hoff was. So,
yeah, I was going to say that place is not far from me, quite frankly. I've been there. I've not been to it, but they own that town, basically.
Yeah.
So there's an entire mall that is the Bunny Ranch Mall, and I had a client there once. But I might have to check that out. I am somewhat fascinated by that industry. I'm not a customer. I would never pay for it. But I'm fascinated by what must go on behind the scenes and what weird rules and obviously what kind of customers must come in there.
So, dude, did you ever watch The Bunny Ranch when it was on HBO?
No.
All right. So it was a documentary that, you know, just had access to The Bunny Ranch and they would follow the girls and the customers, all the stuff that you're looking for. But
yeah.
Now that Dennis Hoff is dead, they've put out this documentary, multi-part, and it's former girls that work there, including the madams and stuff like that. And they're telling
bad things happened.
The real story of what went down there. There's a whole episode on the Lamar Odom thing that took place at the Bunny Ranch and stuff. Like, it's a really good series. Interesting.
I'm about to check that out.
All right. We'll wrap up with one or two more of these weird 4th of July laws. Real or fake? In Illinois, you're not allowed to light fireworks within 600 feet of a church, school, or senior center. That doesn't seem too weird.
No, that seems pretty practical, actually.
Yeah.
So I'll say real.
Yeah, that's real. In California, it's illegal to sell fireworks with names that suggest sexual acts or innuendos.
No, come on. Listen, California overregulates everything, obviously. But a firework, there's no government panel weighing in on innuendo.
Okay, you'd be right. That's a fake law, dude.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll give you one more. Just tell me where you want to go. Georgia, Texas, Delaware, Arizona, New York. Pick a state, Steve, any state.
Let's go Texas.
All right, we'll go to Texas. It's illegal to carry more than three...
three dildos? True. Do we have anything else false?
In Texas, it's illegal to carry more than three Roman candles in your pocket at once.
No, I can't imagine some legislator thought that was worthwhile. So okay. False.
All right. That is false. Okay.
But I'm not joking. I believe the number is six that you're not allowed to, a number of dildos you're allowed to own in the state of Texas.
How many can you own?
I think six is the number.
Really?
That's Texas likes to regulate weird things like that.
So they like to stay involved in our bedrooms in Texas, you're telling me.
Yes. Blowing a load, they will regulate. Blowing up your face, no. They don't tend to regulate that. Let me see here. How many sex toys? In Texas, it is currently illegal to own more than six toys.
Really? I wonder what that, why that's stupid.
I mean, it's an attempt to regulate morality, but how funny is that? Like, you can have six dildos. Seven? Hell no. Nah, not in Texas.
Never going to let it happen. That's so funny, dude.
We'll give you two for each hole and then stop. Yeah. Okay, you freak.
We're done. Hey, Steve, do you think it's a real or fake law illegal to light fireworks while riding a horse?
Anywhere or in a specific state?
South Carolina.
Illegal to light fireworks while riding a horse. It sounds so specific that this must have been a problem that they actually did make that a law. Yes.
You're right, dude. It is. Yeah, that's right.
That makes sense. So there you go.
There you go.
You're welcome, horses.
All right. You did really good at this game throughout the day. And yeah, I do feel a little more patriotic than I did when I came into the studio this morning. So mission accomplished.
I appreciate it, and a nice job being the game master there, Alex Trebek or Bob Barker, whoever you're emulating. You've done a phenomenal job.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Are you guys seeing fireworks on this camping trip, or you out in the middle of nowhere?
It's funny, dude. So we've been to this specific campsite a couple of times on the 4th of July now, and we took our nieces and nephews a couple of years ago, and Rachel was like, I got the perfect place to watch these fireworks this year. So grab your chairs. We're going to walk over there and set up to watch and get our spot. So we get out to this place, set up our chairs, and I mean, it's getting dark, and I feel like, gosh, we're kind of in the middle of the forest here. Like, there's a lot of trees and stuff like that. Like, are you sure this is... She was like, I checked it out on the map. Perfect place for us to watch. I was like, no one else is showing up. Then a couple of people, to be fair, kind of straggled in. So I was like, huh. So, dude, we saw... It was like a 20-minute fire show. We saw maybe like one or two colors in the sky. We heard the fireworks show.
It was below the tree line, right?
Yes, dude. It was completely below the tree line. So, yes, I think there is a place to watch them, but that has failed in years past. So,
all right. Well, better luck this year then, trying to find it.
Yeah, hopefully so. And enjoy your fireworks, dude. I can't wait to hear about the overall feel of how things are when you come on those big speakers announcing the fireworks show that another local talent has done for how many years?
30 to 40 years. I mean, the originator of it all and the broadcaster guy. Yeah. So,
yeah.
And he trained me on the technical, which I took over 18 years ago, but he's been the announcer this whole time.
Yeah.
And now he is retired. And so now I'm taking over.
Yeah.
Should I have like a sign like this? It's me like pointing down like that's me. Like,
I don't think so. I think no. Most people know you're a little famous in Lake Tahoe and, you know, people will be Googling who was that beautiful voice.
Google sexy voice Tahoe. I'm sure I'll come up.
That's so. Right. Well, have a safe holiday, dude. And I'll see you next week.
You as well. Happy America birthday thing to everyone. And let's hope maybe next year we still have a country to celebrate. That is not guaranteed. So we will stay tuned and find out.
Yeah, let's hope so. It's The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve, thevocalminority.net on the World Wide Web. And then, yeah, we have all that social media stuff, too.
Yep, TikTok, Blue Sky, YouTube, et cetera, et cetera. You'll find it. Good. Facebook. All right, Facebook.
All right. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, we bid you adieu.
And we say bye-bye.
This has been another production of The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. Don't forget to check out all the social media, as the boys are on most platforms. Thanks for being part of the resistance, part of the pushback. Champions all around. Good day.
Indeed.